Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Fall is in the air, and that means hunting season is upon us. And a lot of you are getting ready to head out with your rifle and see if you can bag a buck or a bull this season. Well, you better have a good scope, and you better have it ready to go. One person who's going to tell you about both is Shane Mizell. He's with Leupold & Stevens. He's coming at us from his corner office on the top floor of the headquarters of Leupold & Stevens in Beaverton, Oregon. That's about right, isn't it, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, that is accurate.
Okay, we'll go with that. You are coming at us from Beaverton, Oregon, though. That's where Leupold & Stevens is located, and they make some of the best scopes and binoculars and spotting scopes for your hunting needs. And I want to talk about some big news. The VX6 HD scope, that is kind of your new signature rifle scope, it just won a major award. Tell our listeners about it.
It did. So yeah, our VX6 HD rifle scope won the Editor's Choice Award for Peterson's Hunting, which is a very high honor and actually something we're extremely proud of. You know, Peterson's Hunting is one of those very high-end elite publications or publications that appeals to the elite hunter. And so to get their Editor's Choice Award is extremely meaningful for us.
Mike Scobie, he's still the editor there, isn't he?
Well, Mike Scobie's actually been promoted. He is now the entire publisher of OSG, but David Draper is the new editor over there. It was Mike Scobie that picked us at the time.
All right, well, both David Draper and Mike Scobie, they know high-quality stuff. If you got that award, that is indeed a major accomplishment. What is it that Mike and David liked about the VX6 HD in particular?
Well, I mean, the VX6 HD is really a culmination of all of the innovations that Leupold's been putting into optics over 110 years. Some of the specific features they liked, obviously, are optical clarity and light transmission and magnification range. But there was a lot of other innovations in here that really pushed it over the top. We have a hydrophobic coating on the outside lenses, which basically resists water and dirt and grease and makes sure that you're optic is always clear. We have an electronic reticle level feature, which means if your scope is not level or is canted, the illumination will blink at you and let you know, like, hey, you're not on center, and if you're shooting out to a pretty decent distance, that's going to induce error into your shot. That also really helps for mounting the scope. It comes with flip back covers. It comes with a throw lever. It comes with zero locking CDS styles. I mean, this is really the Cadillac of all rifle scopes, and is the pinnacle of the Leupold line.
Well, Shane, I can definitely understand why it won the top honors from Peterson's Hunting. For all of that you explained, I love especially the idiot light that comes on with the scope now. I use that in my car all the time, so it's nice to know I'll be able to use it on my rifle scope, too.
It's a really beneficial feature, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about getting ready for hunting season with your scopes in mind. Everybody talks about sighting in your rifle, but nobody pays attention, I don't think, to the scope that's mounted on it. What's some tips you have for hunters out there before they hit the field?
Yeah, absolutely. Check your safe. Any rifle that does not have a Leupold on it, you're going to want to change that out before hunting season. You want to make sure that you're successful in the field.
Love it.
I'm teasing. It is always good, though, to recheck your zero before you get out there. Also, maybe if you bought a new rifle in the off season, then you had it mounted at the store. When those are mounted at the store, they're only bore sighted. They are not actually truly zeroed. So you really want to make sure you go out and make sure that your point of impact is where you think it is so that you can be successful and make sure you don't injure anybody or any animals when you're out in the field.
Great tips there. Let's talk about pre-hunt maintenance, not just on scopes, but other optics as well, whether it be spotting scopes or binoculars. Now, I've got a lens cloth that I carry with all of my optics, and I keep my lenses clean, but outside of that, is there anything I should be doing?
You know, for your binoculars, I would make sure that you've got your diopter set. A lot of people buy their binoculars and do not ever set their diopter, and what that means is each person has a different eye prescription than the next person, and your left eye and your right eye do not have the exact same eye prescription as each other. So binoculars are set up to allow you to make the optic clear for your specific vision. And for young people, it's not nearly that big of an issue because their eyes adjust so quickly. But for some of us that are getting up there in age a little bit, this is really important. Do not create eye strain, which then leads to headaches over a long course of glassing throughout the day. So really make sure you adjust your diopters before you get out in the field.
That probably will work a lot better than what I currently do, which is just shut one eye and use the binocular as a monocular, huh?
That absolutely. You need a diopter.
All right. And spotting scopes and rifle scopes, you know, we put a little bit of lubricant on fishing reels. We put lubricant on our rifles. Do you need anything on your scopes or spotting scopes like that, or just leave it alone and keep it clean?
Yeah, just leave it alone and keep it clean. All the lubricants are internally applied and then sealed to make sure that they don't fog up. Do not mess with it. If you try to go into the internals and put lube on there, you'll end up ruining the waterproofing that's in there, and then you'll have fog and probably grease on your lenses.
Now, Leupold has the Gold Ring Warranty, which is basically a lifetime guarantee against failure, but leave it to hunters to go ahead and mess things up. When people do turn in scopes for issues, what are those issues usually? And I'm guessing they're usually hunter self-inflicted.
There are. We have quite a few, and you're right. You know, well, hunters push their product through some very punishing things, generally by accident. Some of the main ones we get, which are terrifying, are, you know, bullet holes through the scope, where one hunter left his rifle on the side of a truck and it fell over and shot the other rifle that was sitting next to it type thing.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and then we have some really funny ones from, you know, massive falls down hillsides where the entire rifle disintegrates and those sorts of things. So we see a lot of bad bangs and bruises that happen to scopes, but you can always turn them into Leupold and we'll take care of them.
And that warranty applies to binoculars as well. Is there any one particular thing that seems to stand out when it comes to binocular repairs where your maintenance guys are saying, oh boy, here we go again?
No, you know, it could be a variety of different things. Some people treat their binoculars very well, like they're safe queens, and some people, you know, treat them like they're a rock on the road. So everything we get is sort of a hodgepodge. There's not one thing I could really pick out on a binocular.
But the bottom line is this. If you bought a Leupold set of binoculars or a spotting scope or a rifle scope and it's not working, you just send it right back into the factory at Leupold in Beaverton, Oregon, don't you?
You absolutely do. And then we'll send you out a brand new pair or we'll fix them for you.
And it doesn't get better than that. That's the Gold Ring Warranty. We've got to go, but before we do, I know with hunting season upon us, a lot of the big box stores are going to have sales, whether it be Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, or wherever. Anything that folks ought to be looking for when it comes to Leupold optics and Leupold scopes in terms of great deals for hunting season?
I would be paying attention to the VX1s and the VX2s. You will never see them at better prices than you will come in this hunting season.
All right, so that's the VX1, VX2. Yes, they both have that Gold Ring Warranty. Quality scopes, not Cadillacs like the VX6 HD that won the Editor's Choice from Peterson's Hunting Magazine, but still great quality scopes. So look for those deals at a sporting goods store near you. And if you want to find out more about Leupold Optics, go to their website. It's leupold.com. That's leupold.com. Shane, always a pleasure to talk with you on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Fantastic. Thank you, John.